This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We are live in Lansing. This is 1320 WILS. I'm Michael Cohen. 44 at the moment. Very nice. Getting down to a low of 26. Going to hit the high in the 30s for the next couple of days. But really, the story is Saturday when we get up to 60 on Saturday. And sunny, along with the 60. In the 1960s, the U.S. set out to end poverty, and all these programs got put into place. My next guest was really at the front line fighting this war, and now he says it's failed, and he has the solution to solve it. Peter Cove is with us. He's the founder of America Works, the first for-profit welfare-to-work company, and he's the author of the new book, Poor No More, Rethinking Dependency and the War on Poverty. Peter Cove right here on WILS. Peter, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Yeah, let's go back then. The 1960s, what was your involvement in the war on poverty initially?
Well, I really started in 1965 working in New York with the poverty program, which had just started. Lyndon Johnson had got the bill passed to fight poverty and to end the war and end poverty and to have a war to end that. And I became a foot soldier in that war and spent the next over 50 years working in poverty programs, helping to run them, design them, and evaluate them. And I then became aware that we hadn't succeeded.
Well, what happened? And so that, you start the programs, get going. What was the problem with them?
Well, the problem is twofold. One, the kinds of programs that were being designed, which were education, training, social services, were the wrong programs. And secondly, they had the wrong organizations doing it. These were local organizations that really didn't know much about how to run programs for poor people. And consequently, between not knowing how to run programs, having the wrong organizations, having the wrong programs, we had a disaster.
Now tell me this, why don't education and training programs, why don't they work then?
They haven't worked basically because they haven't been attached to the private sector, to the companies that are going to hire the people. What happens is they get education and training programs get designed in local communities without any involvement with the private companies that the people are going to move to. So the jobs may not be there, the companies may not be there, the education and training may not be there. My wife, who runs our company, so it's four programs for four people, and that really is what it's about.
That's something that should have been foreseen. Why was that allowed to occur then? This lack of connection to the private sector.
The reason that these programs have continued is because there's a basic ideology, a basic tenet that the liberals have. That feel that education, training, adding to the human capital of an individual is what's going to move them into jobs. But it doesn't work. We used to argue with Senator Monahan about this. He was really good at identifying the problem of dependency, but he was really bad at the kinds of solutions he had. And he felt education and training was the best thing. After years of us running those kinds of programs, we realized that they didn't work. What we realized was placing people in jobs and having them immediately get that reward and satisfaction was the best thing that could happen. He finally agreed with us.
We're talking to Peter Cove here on WILS. His new book, Poor No More, Rethinking Dependency and the War on Poverty. And in the book, you ask the question, why have we become a nation of takers? Why is that?
I believe we become a nation of takers not because people are lazy or that they want to be. Our government has set up the conditions for that. They have felt that what we should give to people, give them money, give them services, give them housing, give them food, and that will bring them out of poverty. Well, in fact, no, it doesn't work that way. What happens is you make them more dependent. And therefore, we have become a nation of takers, but it's not because of the people. It's because of the government and the way in which the government has decided to establish programs.
Now, did you see that initially when you were starting off in the 60s? Did you see that reaction, this this lack of will to find work when people were given these were given money?
Oh no, I really didn't see that. It took me decades to really become aware of what the structural problems were in our ability to move people from poverty into employment and independence. And I have to tell you, many of my contemporaries would not agree with me. People who were back then working in the poverty wards would say that they were successful. I disagree. We run programs at America Works where we have hundreds of thousands of people placed every year. We have placed now at America Works between 800,000 and 1 million people around the country. These are people who are previously dependent. They are people who are on disability. They're veterans who are homeless. They are ex-offenders. They are welfare recipients. These are people who want to work. And what we've been able to do is give them that access.
Now, what about the Clinton welfare reforms? What impact did that end up having?
That was tremendous. We worked closely with Newt Gingrich and with President Clinton on the welfare reform of 1996. And you know what happened? It was very interesting. On the right, people thought welfare recipients didn't want to work. On the left, the people felt that they weren't ready and they had many, many barriers to employment. And what happened? We had Work First, which was what America Works had promoted, and that became part of the law. What happened over those 10 years after the bill was passed in 96? Over 60% of the welfare rolls were reduced in the United States.
So where are we today with welfare?
I don't know that we're at a place that I'd like to see us. I see things going back. I see us not believing that work is the answer. I see us believing that putting people in classrooms is the answer. And yes, it is very important to use education and training. And America Works uses it with companies, even before people get into jobs. But generally, you really want to give people access to the workforce and be able to have the dignity of working and having a job and providing for their family.
Okay, so at this point in time, do you have to work to have access to welfare? Do you have to be looking? I mean, how?
Yeah, that was part of the bill. There was a mandate, a work requirement. Unfortunately, many communities do not enforce that work requirement, and I think it is unfortunate. I've had conversations with Paul Ryan, and he intends to put in work requirements not only in welfare programs, but other programs where people are dependent. And I think that's really important. It's critical that we ask for people to give back. If we're going to give something from the government, we should ask for reciprocal responsibility. That's what Bill Clinton asked for. I think we should continue to ask for that.
Yeah. What's it like for someone who hasn't worked for a decade or two to get back out there? What's their experience like?
Two things. First of all, we can get them a job. And so the fact that they haven't worked for a long period of time is not the issue. What it's like for them is that it gives them a sense of well-being. It gives them a sense of the fact that they are in control of their life. It gives them a sense that they matter in society. And we see this all the time. We take people out of jail. What do you do with a person who's had 10th grade education and has been in jail for 5 years? What do you do with that person? We are able to place them, for instance, in customer service in the back room because they're good at BS. They know how to talk.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of these jobs, they certainly are not the most dynamic jobs. Is there a point where they get frustrated and they don't want to continue doing this kind of work?
Well, don't we all? I mean, yes, of course. There are points where some people get like that, but that's not the major barrier.
It's not the main, okay. Even long-term, so even, because to me, work ethic is part of the issue, right? If you're going to be a consistent worker, you have to have that ethic within you beyond just needing money. How much of a stumbling block can that be for these folks?
So, you know what a job is? A job enculturates you. You go into that job, people around you are basically going to tell you what you should be doing and how you should be doing it. So a man gets out of a prison after 5 years, he immediately goes into a job. He is going to be told how to behave differently than how he had to behave in the hood. Mm-hmm. And it is the work that gives people the meaning and a sense of being part of society. And that is what it's I hate to say it, but it is really the magic bullet.
Peter Covey spent half a century fighting poverty in America. He's the founder of America Works, the first for-profit welfare-to-work company. And his brand new book really outlines his vision to how to address poverty and welfare in America. Poor No More. Poor No More. Rethinking Dependency and the War on Poverty. It's Peter Covey right here on 1320 WILS. Peter, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. Yep.